This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. The town of Normal has raised the legal age to buy vaping materials to 21, and the council has agreed to tax Airbnb users. Joining us to talk about those developments is Mayor Chris Koos. The mayors of Bloomington Normal join us most Tuesdays after their regular and special council meetings. Mayor Koos, thanks for your time on Sound Ideas today.
Good to be here. Always glad to have the conversation.
Let's start with a discussion of a 6% tax on Airbnb rentals within Normal. It's supposed to level the playing field with hotels. But since Airbnb pricing is dependent on the accommodations themselves and fluctuates accordingly, how does it really address this issue?
Well, in the sense it does level a playing field, and we see it as a growing segment of the market, so it may be a little proactive on our part. Really doesn't raise that many dollars. But the corporate hotels in the marketplace see it as a growing trend, too, and are concerned about it and feel that they should be paying the same tax, if people are coming into the community for sporting events and things like that. Well, hotel-motel tax helps to fund those events. So their feeling was small lodging efforts like this should pay their fair share, and we agreed.
How much is not much at this point, since it's...
I think we counted 29 Airbnbs in Normal, and I think there are 50-some in Bloomington.
And do you have any idea of how much they get used at this point?
We really don't. I mean, Airbnb and Homes Away and Vacation Rental by Owners are not very much forthcoming. I can't tell you exactly what they are, but there are restrictions on how many days a year they can rent their properties out.
What are the practical difficulties in collecting this?
I think the practical difficulties are probably more with some of the smaller startup companies that are getting into this, book online scenario. Airbnb, Homes Away, Vacation Rental by Owner all collect the tax at the point of a purchase through them and will distribute it to us.
Congress has not acted on various proposals to do internet sales taxes. Why will this measure be legally okay?
Home rule, I think, probably is the biggest issue, and I would probably disagree with you. I think Congress is getting ready to do something about internet sales tax.
They haven't yet.
They have not yet.
Okay.
The Senate has many times, but the House has not taken it up.
So how will that change the landscape for local
merchants? I really don't think it will change the landscape. People are paying, if you're buying from Amazon in Illinois right now, you're paying Illinois sales tax. I don't think that's decreased Amazon sales in the state of Illinois. I really don't see it as a detriment to their undertakings. People aren't going to say, well, I was going to go to ISU Homecoming instead of Airbnb, but now there's a 6% tax. I'm not going to do it.
So you're going to collect Airbnb and other temporary dwelling taxes. You'd love to collect sales taxes if you could, and that may come. Should the town consider other competitive landscape adjustments, say a road use tax for electric vehicles in lieu of a motor fuel tax?
You know, I think a lot of these taxes, and it would have been our preference on the Airbnb, that those would be done at the state level so that there's a more level playing field throughout. Especially for electric vehicle road use taxes. The way to measure the use by an electric vehicle is more than a municipality could undertake.
So if the state ever does do Airbnb, is that going to be something that the town would then rescind its local?
Yes.
Okay. This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker with Chris Koos, the mayor of Normal. The council has also raised the legal age of purchase of vaping materials from 18 to 21. These young people are adults at 18. You heard at least one person, Charles Sela, talk about that last night. So why do this?
It's really a health issue. You know, it's not unlike what we did years ago with smoking in public places. It is a public health issue, and there's certainly strong evidence to indicate that there is less incidence of lifetime smoking if you can forestall that smoking 17, 18, 19.
You and other members of the council have remarked on the futility of assault-style weapon bans in town, that it's just not possible to limit someone from purchasing somewhere else and bringing it in. How are vaping materials any different? In fact, they're easier to buy out of town and bring in than guns. So
well,
why do it?
You know, it's a small start, is all I can say about that. I certainly agree with that. The city of Bloomington is going to look at it next week. We'll see if that happens. Peoria has done it. The city of Washington has done it. A number of Chicago and a number of collar cities up there have done it.
Where do legitimate health prevention efforts, health problem prevention efforts, collide with individual rights here?
Well, you know, that's a tough one. We're required to wear a seatbelt when we drive a car. We're not allowed to drink X amount of alcohol operating a motor vehicle. So, yeah, you're right. There are some personal freedoms that we give up. You're required to wear a helmet when you ride a motorcycle. There are issues that are probably in broader interests of families and public health than there is for the individual freedoms.
Mayor Kuss, thanks for your time today on Sound Ideas.
Always good to be here.
The mayors of Bloomington and Normal join us most Tuesdays after their regular and special council meetings. Next week, we'll hear from Bloomington Mayor Terry Renner. This is 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org.